But when a star is born and starts its life story, scientists have discovered that something else very important can begin. The first person to get an inkling of this second story of creation was Nicholas Copernicus, the father of modern astronomy. And accidental social revolutionary. In 1543, he published a book that overturned more than 1,000 years of astronomical thought. The belief that the sun revolved around the earth.
Well, this is exciting. This is one of the most important books in the history of science. You can see from the title page that it's Copernicus's 6 books on the revolution of the heavenly spheres, and as well as being astronomically explosive, it was also explosive in terms of changing humankind's understanding of its place in the universe. And we can see that, I think, quite clearly if we look at the famous diagram here, and you can see that here at the center is not the Earth, as people had thought for thousands of years, but Sol, Latin for sun, and here is the Earth going around the central sun in this revolutionary new conception of the universe.
Earth had been relegated from the center of the universe to just the third rock circling the sun. The traditional story of how the cosmos was constructed had been shaken to its foundations. And in the 16th century, this had deeply subversive implications.